The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Good evening. I'm going to give a Dharma talk this evening, some brief instructions for receiving a Dharma talk. We remain in our seated positions, sitting upright with eyes lowered, holding still. The words that I say will come to you, and receive them as you are sitting. And there may be some confusion in what I'm saying, and that's fine. There may be some clarity. Just be with that. And there may be some boredom. Just be with that. Tonight, I'm going to read a koan. And for those who are not familiar, the term koan is is a word for teaching stories that we use in Zen. These stories, if you've not heard one, they can, at first glance or first hearing, sound quite odd and somewhat impenetrable and inscrutable and perhaps even contradictory or illogical. But that's pretty much because they're written in the logic of contradiction. They are teaching stories, and these teaching stories are pointing directly to your life. Their one purpose for working with koans is to wake up. Wake up to what? Well, waking up to your life as it is now, not as you think it should be or think it is, or think it has to be. So, this story is from the collection The Gateless Gate, and it's number 2, the second of the koan in the collection. Once when Bai Zhang gave a series of talks, a certain old man was always there listening together with the monks. When they left, he would leave too. One day, however, he remained behind. Bai Zhang asked him, "Who are you standing here before me?" The old man replied, "I am not a human being. In the far distant past, in the time of Kashyapa Buddha, I was a head priest of this mountain. One day, a monk asked me, 'Does an enlightened person fall under the law of cause and effect or not?' I replied, 'Such a person does not fall under the law of cause and effect. With this, I was reborn 500 times as a fox. Please say a turning word for me and release me from the body of a fox.'" He then asked Bai Zhang, "Does an enlightened person fall under the law of cause and effect or not?" Bai Zhang said, "Such a person does not evade the law of cause and effect." Hearing this, the old man immediately was enlightened. Making his bows, he said, "I am released from the body of a fox. The body is on the other side of this mountain. I wish to make a request of you. Please, Abbot, perform my funeral as for a priest." Bai Zhang had a head monk strike the signal board and inform the assembly that after the noon meal there would be a funeral service for a priest. The monks talked about this in wonder. "All of us are well. There's no one in the morgue. What does the teacher mean?" After the meal, Bai Zhang led the monks to the foot of a rock on the far side of the mountain, and there, with his staff, he poked out the body of a dead fox. He then performed the ceremony of cremation. That evening, he took the high seat before the assembly and told the whole story. Huang Bo stepped forward and said, "As you say, the old man missed the turning word and was reborn as a fox 500 times. What if he had given the right answer each time he was asked the question? What would have happened then?" Bai Zhang said, "Just step up here closer and I'll tell you." Wang Bo went up to Bai Zhang and slapped him in the face. Bai Zhang clapped his hands and laughed, saying, "I thought the barbarian had a red beard. But here is a red-bearded barbarian." quite a story, huh? It sounds more like a Grimm's fairy tale than a koan. So my intention tonight is to provide a short, brief entry point for you into this koan. Something that you can kind of work with in your practice. At the beginning of the story, we're introduced to this so-called priest who is turned into a fox. Quite odd. And he says he was asked by a monk if a person who is enlightened falls under the laws of cause and effect. And he replied, no. And apparently he was, for this answer, he was turned into a fox. So what is happening here? Well, there's a word we use often here in Buddhism, and it's become quite common in our Western culture. It's karma. And the word karma is none other but causes and conditions. The causes and conditions that bring about this moment here that you are alive in. We hear oftentimes about good karma, bad karma. We're not concerned with this here in our practice. We're only concerned with the causes and effects that occur to create this moment. Now, there's something quite mysterious about that. And I'll give you an example. Consider for a moment how you got here tonight. Is it that you're sitting on your cushions right now in this room hearing my voice? You may say, well, I heard a bell and the bell called me in here. And that'd be right. Or if you are, as we call, a through hiker and you're coming and going and you just came tonight, you may say, well, you know, I got in my car and I got here. And then you may say, well, this is part of my practice, Zen meditation. I've been doing this for years. It calls me. There's something about it that is my path. And therefore, this evening is part of that. All of it's true. All of that is our reasons and causes and karma, causes and conditions to bring you here. You might even get a little more creative and say something like, several decades ago, my mom and dad got a little frisky, and boom, here I am. So, but the real truth of the matter is the causes and conditions are infinite. They're untrackable and unknowable. Every single cause, condition, and event that brought you here tonight cannot be grasped by the human mind. This is the world of form. The forms of our bodies, the forms of our room, the forms of all the objects that we see and hear, feel and touch, constantly changing, constantly moving in a direction that culminates in this moment. And yet, what happens? We think we have this delusional certainty that we can control that. We say, well, such and such a thing happened, and so that's why this bad thing happened to me. Or I'm here and I'm successful and things are going great because I did this and that. And on the other side, we feel so often that we can put our ducks in a row and line them up just right to make our lives just the way we want them. And that might be the reason for you being here tonight or during this session. You may think, well, if I just meditate for 3 weeks, I'm certainly going to be a better Zen student. And I may achieve some great awakening. I have to put these things together and this will happen. And sure, we have intentions with our practice. We are not willy-nilly coming here. We know what we're doing. But there's a level of letting go and understanding that we create our actions, and then it melds or connects with all the other karmic actions in the world, in our lives, and the universe to make this moment. And so when we look at this story here, and how this monk asked the priest, can an enlightened person evade cause and effect? He's essentially saying, is there something beyond what's happening right here that I can release myself from all suffering and become enlightened? Some concept that's outside the realm of our own being. And there is something attractive about that. That's how we live. That's the human condition. To want something better. To want to control our lives and control the causes and conditions. It's nothing but a human endeavor and a human condition. And yet, when we sit here, if we can closely pay attention to these causes and conditions, these events that have brought us here, we can be amazed that we have done very little, that most of it is done for us. As David mentioned in his beautiful talk this morning, how we don't beat our hearts, we don't push the blood through our veins. There's so much that happens without our getting involved. And knowing this, we can know that this moment is 100% chance of happening exactly as it is right now. And when we know that others could not have done otherwise, we say, oh, he or she should have known better. That's a great idea. And yet, things occur as they occur. And within that are sown the seeds of compassion. We can compassionately look at ourselves and know that the universe, the world, our lives arise in this moment exactly as they are. And quite possibly this could be all you ever need, all you ever wanted. I'm going to close my talk tonight with a little verse that was written in response to this koan. The guy who put it together wrote little poems at the end of each koan. And here's the verse for this one. Not falling, not evading, two faces of the same die. Not evading, not falling, 1,000 mistakes, 10,000 mistakes. Thank you.